Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Bonjour, good day, hello. Djiba Mentor here, Netball France Performance Director. I've been now around Netball France for almost a year and I'm delighted to be joined by Asha Francis. Now, Asha, obviously you're a very busy woman, mother, wife and so forth. I feel very fortunate that I guess what happened last year with Team Bath, their sadness led to our greatness because of being able to appoint you and recruit you as our head coach for our performance squad. And just wanted to hear why you accepted the decision to become head coach.
I was without a job. No, it wasn't purely based on that. I think it's really an honour to be a coach of a national team. I think it was another way to continue my professional development, a different scenario in terms of my coaching, getting to go to international competitions with a team and oversee an international team. France is not a bad place to travel once a month, you know, apart from I've been a bit disappointed. I was expecting big things from Biarritz, you know, sunshine and great weather. And the first time I went there, it was pouring down with rain the whole weekend. But other than that, it's just a nice opportunity for me to coach in a different scenario, challenge myself in a different way, and also use the language every now and again, which I had to use a lot when I lost my passport and my wallet in Paris.
I heard about the losing.
What about you, Djiba? What brought you to France? We don't need to elaborate on that story. What brought you to Netball France? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, for me, living out in Australia for the last 15 years, I always thought that would be where I'd end up calling home. But love brought me across here. I ended up finding a French man and I relocated to France, now living in sort of East France in Strasbourg, trying to learn the language very poorly. I wish I had your background. I remember reading your application and your mum speaks French. Your parents lived out in France for a while and I thought this is just a perfect synergy. And I wish I had kind of that experience behind me, because French at school, people just took the mickey and they never really concentrate. And now I'm feeling that, because I wish my French was a lot, lot better. But so I've obviously been involved for about a year now. Obviously, you were one of my first appointments. Just wanted to know how you felt it gone so far, being part of the squad. We've got some major events coming up. Anything behind the scenes that you want to share?
I think the thing that I've really loved the most is it almost felt like, you know, like those first years at Bath where, you know, you're really just doing it for the love of the sport. There's absolutely no money. There's no glamour. I mean, that you probably will have seen on social media, us on our hands and knees, sticking the tape down, sticking the lines down. And it's something that we just have to do. But you are surrounded by a group of women and men who love the game. And so they're willing to, you know, give up their weekends, give up their time, stick the lines on the court, get together, band together. They've created clubs. And that's basically people giving up their time for free. And I think there's something really pure about that. And it's really nice just to be around a group of people that want to learn, that want to get better. And just do it for the love of the game. And that's kind of where I guess we all started, really. Like we love the game. We want to play the game. So let's find a way to do it.
In terms of what you bring in your style as a coach, we've obviously often seen you shimmying across the court. That's been sort of well documented on our socials. I think we need to bring that one up again. But what is your sort of style of coaching? How do you sort of connect with the group that you've got?
As a coach, I feel like I do have high standards and high expectations, but I think I also I want to harness the idea that, you know, like it's okay to make mistakes, make errors. You know, you might have, you know, no one's journey is linear. Development isn't linear. You might be, you know, on a soaring path and then all of a sudden you might plateau a bit or dip and go back. But as long as you're always willing to put yourself outside of your comfort zone, that's what I try to make people feel comfortable, feeling uncomfortable, and that I'm there to support them. I'm not there to kind of catch them out and watch them fall. Like I want to see them try new things, develop who they are. But that doesn't necessarily mean that everything goes perfectly either. I think some of my favorite sessions are the ones where things are really going wrong and you have to watch what's happening and see how they kind of react to that. So hopefully they feel like it's an environment where they're supported to develop. And if it doesn't go quite the way they want to, that I'm there to say, just keep chipping away at it and we'll get to where we want to go to.
I feel like you've not only lived in many different countries, you've also been able to coach the sport that we love, netball, in a few different countries. Obviously previously Singapore and UK. So what have you kind of noticed about French netball? What impressions, what have been your sort of your first impressions, and have we sort of built up our identity yet in the Netball France space?
I guess, like I said earlier, I feel that my impressions so far are obviously really positive in terms of the people that you have behind it, the direction that you want to go in, the passion that people have for the sport. I think just in terms of the approach, that those have to be some things that you're mindful of as well, in terms of knowing that, you know, athletes are paying and subsidizing everything for themselves. It's different to if, you know, you're just in any other sort of professional sport where I guess money, time, facilities, all of those things are not barriers or boundaries. So it's it challenges me to be a bit more creative in my thinking, which I think is exciting anyway. So you just have to think a little bit more outside the box and not do things the same way as everyone else has.
Yeah, and I think for those that don't know, I mean, all our athletes are self-funded. It's a voluntary organisation and everyone is, we're just relying on everyone's goodwill and sort of charity to try and get through and achieve what we want to achieve. Obviously, I've got a fantastic partnership with yourself and Fran Plum as our awesome duo. Any advice or tips that she's given you before you kind of came into role?
Yeah, so she's obviously like the oracle for me. I'm always like, so Fran, you've done this before, or you know a bit more about this. And yeah, like we've agreed on most things, but we also challenge each other on other things. And I think it's probably one of the best things about the role to have met her and worked with her and just have someone from a completely different perspective or side or journey or whatever, and get to work with somebody really different. So that's been great.
So far you've been working hard behind the scenes with the squad, obviously selected last year in September. Any sort of standout moments so far? Now we're a few months in.
One of them was we haven't started the year with like a large cohort of men, but throughout this year we've managed to sort of to grow that and to find men that want to be part of the program or be training partners. And I think there was one really exciting moment where we had seven men on court. So we had an all male match going on, which I think the women were really supportive of. And that was really exciting to kind of see them all in the same space and playing the game, and being really exciting with how they were playing the game. Probably other moments are just like when we get to be a little bit more like relaxed and have fun. So what was that game I was playing? Margot was trying to teach me the French version of Splat as well, but nobody wanted
to play. What did they say? Still Splat?
No, it's something completely different. And then there's like different actions and everyone kind of looked at her and was like, sorry, Margot. We know we're like the French national team, but French Splat is just like a different carried on with normal Splat. So those are kind of highlights where you get to not to be, you know, like coach, player, and everything's kind of serious. The moments that are a bit softer where you get to, get to know the players and be a bit more carefree, I guess, and silly or whatever.
All right. So we've been asked some questions through from our French netballers. First one up, I believe, is where did you first meet? I don't know about you, Asha, but my memory is terrible. So it's probably some sports hall, no doubt in Bath, maybe under Lynn Gunson.
Yeah, so it would have been, in a sports hall, probably running up and down a wall. and then we had under 21s together as well, which it was really funny. I continuously boast about how we obviously won the silver medal. But Sophie Kelly was talking about it the other day. Oh, there's, you know, one team, one silver at the World Youth Cup. And I was like, that was me. I won silver. So, yeah, it would have been in a sports hall in 2004. It would have been short and sweet. But, yeah, it would have been some of those, you know, the good old days. I'm going to ask you this time, who is your favourite teammate, or who was your favourite teammate and why?
Oh, God, this is hard because I've played for a few club teams, obviously been on an international circuit for a while. So you know what? I'm going to go straight to the top. I'm going to go internationally. I can't go past Sonia McCloma, my defensive partner. She was the maid of honour at my first wedding. Got it right the second time. And yeah, I think for me, like Sonia, it's always been an interesting one because when I first got into the England setup, she was the goalkeeper. And then I came in as this youngster and it could have gone either way. It could have gone like, well, against you and it's war 1-1, but she just took me under her wing, sort of developed me. She went out to goal defence and we ended up forming this, I think, pretty formidable partnership, the M&M in the circle. So I think for me, it's just because like as defenders, we enjoy what we do. And when you're doing it with someone you really like, then you're going to get more out of it. So yeah, definitely Sonia McCloma, because she's my bestie.
Probably one of my favourites would have been Serena Guthrie in our years at Bath together. Probably because she was totally opposite to me. So there was a year where we were in the final and she was the vice captain and I was her captain. And I just remember her one time just like completely just losing herself on the court and yelling at everybody. And I was there just chill out, Serena. Like everything's going to be okay. But she obviously, like we're both passionate, but I think we complimented each other quite well, but she would just get so fiery. And I would just have to be there to go, let's just get some perspective, Serena. Let's just chill and let's just get on with the next job. She also is one of those people that's just a bit of a liability. You know, like you'd have to bring a spare pair of socks because you knew Serena would forget her socks, yeah. Like a water bottle.
2018 Commonwealth Games on the way to one of our pool games, she forgot her trainers. We're on the way to the venue and she's got her trainers. It's not like you can just go back. We've got accreditation, security checks and everything. So yeah, testament to that.
She's got quite big feet as well. So it's not that you can share. She's like got just, yeah, strangely large feet. So I wasn't ever sharing a pair of shoes with her.
Favourite netball position? I like this one when they put netball in brackets because I have a mind that goes straight to the gut.
Keep it clean, Diva. What is your favorite netball position?
All right, position. You know what? I can't go past being a defender. I like to be at the back, see everything, bossy one. By the way, I can't shoot to save my life.
Doesn't mean you have to be good at it. Just has to be your favorite.
Nah, I want if it's going to be my favorite, I've got to be good at it. So yeah.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't go past a goal attack. Like maybe centre. Maybe I would love centre. I've played it a few times and it's been very exciting for about 3 minutes, and then I've been too tired to carry on playing. But I do. I love goal attack. I really don't know why you choose defence. I always say this when I'm coaching. I'm like, I just don't know why you would choose this. Because you're always like a step. Well, you in my head, you're always a step behind. So I do what I want and playmaking. You know, like lull people into stuff. I think the creativity of the goal attack role is probably why I enjoy it the most.
You know those personality traits that went around with netball positions. Do you feel you fit into your category as well?
I don't think I'm so much of it. I feel like goal attacks are sometimes portrayed as diva-esque. I'm not a diva. Yeah. Maybe when I'm on the court. Yeah.
I definitely fit into mine. Just chilled, laid back, give it to me, blow the whistle. Of course, that's obstruction. Yes, I'll
Exactly. I couldn't deal with that. What's your favourite food?
Oh, baguette.
I should have added that. A reason why I joined Netball France is because I get to once a month have like a perfect croissant and also get to eat French bread.
Yeah,
I feel like that's the only reason now, actually.
So I've got some quick fire questions now.
Yeah.
Morning, evening?
Definitely evening. I am not a morning person.
We're opposites there. I'm definitely morning.
Salty or sweet? Salty.
Oh, I'm sweet. There we go.
Okay. Oh, French or English? Depends what you're talking about.
I want it to be French, eventually.
Yeah. I'll go with that. Ideally French, but if we have to eat.
Real line.
Yeah. The umpire is always right. In their view, yes. In the rules of the game, yes. In actual fact, no.
I ditto that.
I'm going to say no. There's just no way they can always be right. Who will win the next World Cup? Australia.
Controversially, Jamaica.
Oh, okay. Good shout. What's your netball ick?
Mine is defending off court. I'm like, seriously, when your big toe or heel slips.
Yeah, that's a bit, yeah. I think mine is fake tan. I just feel like it's come into the game and it's just everywhere and everyone is orange. And I didn't recognise one of my players the other day because she was white, like pasty white. And I thought, what is different about you, Gabby? And she was, you're not orange right now. Like, I don't know why, but it's in the game everywhere and I don't need it. What's your top netball hack?
I think it's got to be something to do with fitness testing and maybe make sure you're at the furthest end away from the coaches and adjudicators. So then when you hit the line, you can like just miss it by a little bit and those little bits all add up to a little bit more than you can make an extra level on that. There you go.
That is a good one. I actually was telling people about one the other day. It's not my netball hack, but how when I first was introduced to like England netball and the long squad and how Karen Atkinson used to put like sanitary pads on her feet for like to stop blisters. I was like, what are you doing? She was just casually chopping up a sanitary pad. And I was like, this is the first time I've seen any of this. So anyone who suffers with blisters or anything like that, if you've not tried sanitary pads, they also have that function. You can strap them to your feet and see how you go.
A fantastic one. And I remember it so clearly, and to me it just seems so normal. Like,
yeah. No, I was just like, what are you guys doing? What is happening here? So yeah, it's definitely something I'd never seen in Singapore. What's your favorite netball memory?
The year between 2017 and 2018, where I had success in my domestic league with Suncourt Super Netball, going back-to-back premierships. We won Fast Five, we won Commonwealth Games. It was just a real nice opportunity and a really successful year on the court. And I felt like I was in my prime then as well. So early 30s, you're in your prime.
My favourite netball memory, gosh, it is probably world youth cup in terms of like the team that we had, the teammates that like we had as well, and the friendships I feel like I created there. Obviously we won silver medal, which was amazing. I think I also then look back and look at who was in the other teams. I think, oh my god, all of those people were, you know, the Silver Ferns, like half of them were in the New Zealand squad, loads in the Aussie squad too. Yeah, I think I probably took it for granted, but then when you look back, you think, wow, I got to play in and amongst a lot of those people, which was really cool.
Florida as well in America was just,
yeah, the breakfast was amazing. I think I had like three breakfasts, and I actually got to play a bit more than I was going to play because Pam injured herself. So thanks to Pam, I got more court time than I would have had, and I also got to play in the final. But then I did have to be urine tested in the final, after the final, because they chose the bib and Pam had been goal attacked the whole game and went on in the last quarter. And then it was me who had to be urine tested. And I nearly missed receiving my silver medal because they wouldn't let me go and I hadn't gone to the toilet yet. So yeah, bit of a bittersweet moment, but I managed to run down through the crowds and get my silver medal with the team. So if you could be any other player, who would you be and why?
I'd want like a mix of like some of the skill level. Like I loved Serena and the way she moved around the court and she just got herself to some unbelievable balls, Serena Guthrie.
Yeah.
I loved Maria Tataya's hair. It was just beautiful ponytail, yeah. Just like sat perfectly, yeah. And moved perfectly and the photos would like swish. I'm just trying to think. There was a girl called Benice Meany who was a defender for the
Silver. Oh, yeah.
In the day, and she was just a solid presence on court as well, and like, yeah. Wall on the baseline. So yeah, I'd want to take a little bit from everybody.
Oh, I want to be Sherelle McMahon. That's who I'd want to be. She actually came to Singapore once when I was like a teenager and helped train with us, and she was really lovely. But she to score that winning shot in 99 with like a second to go, and she was just pretty awesome. So I'm gonna say Sherelle McMahon. Most memorable win, either on court or for the celebrations afterwards.
Oh, dear.
Best celebrations would have to be at Bucks games, university games. Yeah, those ones always had good celebrations.
Oh, I'm just trying to think. I don't know if I can remember too many. Like, we've always had some good ones, good nights out afterwards and sort of on the dance floor celebrating. I do remember Oh, maybe it would have been back in 2018 after the Com Games, and seen. No, who? No, it wouldn't have been a different event, because it was. I'm just trying to think. But basically, it would have been an event where we, I think, we got bronze, and the Aussie Diamonds got silver. I'm not sure if it was at a World Cup or Com Games, but I remember on the night out running into Catherine Cox, and she was like, "Ah!" and like absolutely off her trolley. And she had these the beautiful medals that they gave us, and it was like a solid chain here, and then the medal at the end of it. And she just had the chain; she was just missing the medal. And I'm like, "You've gone hard. You've gone." And she didn't care. She was just having a great old time. So I really hope that she managed to find her medal or get a new one. But I think she probably got best on for, after match sort of celebrations, definitely.
Oh, who's at your fantasy netball dinner? Mm. How many guests are we allowed?
Let's pick a couple, shall we? We can all join in. We can have a group dinner.
Should we have a group dinner? I would invite Jill McIntosh to my dinner. She was always always a really interesting person to work with.
There's girl you probably remember, Nada Hutchinson.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, was obviously in our team for Cup, and played with her through a bit of club. She was just hilarious and super funny, and the impersonation she used to do on umpires, like, brilliant. So I think she'd be really, really entertaining.
Yes, I agree.
Who dished the goss? Like, who would just be...
Kadeen always knows everything about everyone. She's pretty good. I would probably have Kadeen. She always tells me everything that's happening before it's happened. So, and if I want to know something, I'll go on our group chat and be like, "Cads, what's happening here?" And she's...
I've also heard Dan Ryan can be a good one on
our... Oh, okay.
So maybe if we get him there, we keep filling up his cup of wine, he'll do it. Or even also be the life of the party. And I feel like that too. She'll get on board with that.
I feel like you'd have to get Norma Plummer there as well. Apparently she's also... so...
A fun dinner. I like it.
Exactly. All the good people.
Oh no.
French test. How well can you pronounce these French tongue twisters? Okay.
Hit us.
Oh, Simon Tonton Tonton Tonton.
Oh.
Tonton. Attendu. There you go.
Well done. I love it when these pop up on TikTok and you're like, "See, word."
If my uncle shaves your uncle, why would your uncle be shaving my uncle? Is what
the green worm.
There you go.
There.
That one makes a bit more sense. The green worm goes towards the green glass. The uncle shaving the uncle is not. Okay. Tata, 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 tonta, tonton, tonton, tata, tata, tata.
You get my applause. For those of you who want to know, Auntie, your tart, tata, and tempted uncle. Uncle tasted your tart, Auntie.
That sentence doesn't even make sense. Oh, keep going then.
Me? Oh, God. Yeah. I can't even pronounce that second word.
See, just say the same sound.
Francis. Cipri, Cipri. I've absolutely butchered that. My husband is going to be embarrassed. I'm sorry. All right, that is a wrap. Thanks for tuning in and following along. Hopefully very insightful. And if you want to reach out to us anytime, just contact us through our socials.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.